Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Macro Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that realness.
Interweblians, peace. Welcome to the Backyard Maker Show, backyardmakershow.com. We're back with another one for you.
Peace.
Welcome back. B, what's
hola,
up, man?
Hola.
Good?
Todo bien? Thankfully.
Yeah, good, whatever good, y'all good. Just said, you know what I mean?
Eddie? All good, thankfully.
Oh, okay.
Anything good? Yeah. Anything good?
I don't know what that meant. I felt slow.
What's good, X-Man? How you doing, bro?
Everything is good, bro. Everything is great. We'll be working in Jersey in a few hours, taking you to the port. Not Bridgeport, but the airport.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking getting out of here for a little while, man. I need a soul recharge, bro.
I hear you, man. Get back to the land. Where are you going, Tugger? Interweblians.
I'm going to...
Where are you going?
I'm going to Costa Rica for 15 days with the fam, man. Go visit my family out there. My father's half Costa... Well, I'm half Costa Rican. My father's Costa Rican, so... I go out there once a year, man. I love it. That shit is just like...
It sounds so nice.
It's a soul charge, man. It's not even a recharge. That shit charges my fucking soul,
everything.
My heart, everything, yeah.
Nice.
So, it's much needed too, man, because I've been working a lot, man, with everything, with the, you know, the show, the studio, the fucking, the new Gorilla Podcast Network, the clothing, so, the photography. So, I'm definitely going to do out there and go do a whole lot of shit.
I hear you, man.
Nah, we'll be doing shit, but
like, yeah, what you got, what's on the agenda?
You know, we hit the beaches and shit, and the rainforest. It's known for the rainforest out there. We'll be hitting the little clubs and shit like that, and nice, man. Like I like chilling. I'm not a tourist, you know what I'm saying? I like to be with the people, touch the people, feel the people, and talk to them and all that. I like walking in the streets and shit with my family, and that's one of the good things about having family out there. You get to do that, you know what I'm saying? Like that whole touristy shit and going in hotels, and I think that shit is whack.
So you get to like see Costa Rica for the real.
I see the real Costa Rica, yeah.
And that's how you would want to, like a place like Costa Rica. You can't just,
but anywhere, Puerto Rico. If you go to Puerto Rico, you go to fucking Colombia. You go to Peru. You go to wherever, one of the islands, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you want
to
really experience it for
what it is. Why do I want to go somewhere and be in a luxury hotel like I'm at home and shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I don't know. To each their own, I guess, man.
Hey, you know, I think, you know, if you can go to a land and experience what it's really like, you should. You know?
Absolutely.
You definitely should. Especially if it's not a big risk, you know what I mean? Like, it's not something that's going to be risking your life to go experience this shit, you know, like a big, big risk. Like Jamaica, I hear that Jamaica might be a little risk to just kind of like go out and adventure,
Jamaica.
Even though I would still want to do it, you know, I'd be a little nervous. I go flex something.
I didn't do it in Jamaica, but in DR, I would.
I would travel out, right. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that kind of keeps it kind of like not worries me, but makes me nervous about traveling is the vaccines, because I don't know how my body will be, you know, sensitive to the vaccines they got to give you though to travel. I don't know if there's a wave.
It depends where you go.
Yeah, continent you go to.
We don't need no vaccines. Like,
okay.
Yeah, like, you
like Colombia, I think you do. Like, so certain places you need to have them, you know, but like the islands, you're good.
Yeah, for the most part. Like so, yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm out of here actually in about 4 hours right after this show. This is actually one of our pre-recorded shows. We have 3 pre-recorded shows, which our interweblians won't know till now. But by the time you hear this, I'm already back yesterday. So, because I get back on Tuesday, this show comes out on Wednesday. I'll be back the 21st. So, yeah, y'all won't even know shit. Got him.
Got him.
But, that's what we're going to do, man. But, yeah, what's up, man? Who wants to chop it up? Who wants to get into something, man?
Miss B, you have subject matter you want to speak on.
Which one?
Oh, anything.
All right. So I wanted to talk about some of the people I've been working with recently. And yes, I've been getting a lot of men that come to me for help and to be able to talk to about things. But I really had to put this out there because there's been a couple guys where they get confused with the whole attention, like, of a therapist, I would say, or a counselor, and the whole being, like, non-judgmental and caring and compassionate. And in that way of being, sometimes like sets something off in men. I've realized. And they start feeling like it should be more than, you know. And I quickly let them know that, you know, I have to set these boundaries and that it has to stay professional. And they automatically get like defensive, ego trip, you know, all this stuff. But I have to put this out there that I am a professional. I'm here to heal. I'm here to help. I am going to be this way. And I'm this way with everyone, you know. And that's just the way that I am. And I want to be respected for the work that I do, you know. So if there's something more that you want or something more that you're looking for, that's not me, you know.
Yeah.
So help people understand why people, what do you think it is that...
Yeah, what do you feel it is?
Right, right. What makes men...
I really think it's like they're sharing a lot of their personal stuff, like their intimacy, things that are going on, problems with women in their life, you know, and they're being able to talk to another woman about it. So it's like you become this other woman, you know, but no.
Well, or do you think some of these dudes are just like just being... Dudes? You know, players are just being players, and they really don't need no help, and they're just trying to, you know, come talk to you.
If they're being players, they need help.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, do you think that's possible?
I think if you being a player, you need help, because if you can't be yourself, be your true self for whatever situation you're in, and you going out looking for something else, that's already a red flag. That's already something going on within you. So there's nothing wrong with them. There's a whole bunch of stuff wrong, you know, like it's an ego thing. But they gotta recognize that too. Like if you come into somebody for help, like understand that's what you're getting from that person, you know. If you're looking for something else, then go somewhere else and look for that, you know.
Actually, see how she threw us under the bus though. She said just being dudes, like damn.
Those type of dudes.
Damn, okay, okay. Clarification.
They're all different types of dudes in this world, you know. Right. But when I say that more, I think of the ego a lot, like the self, or the, you know, how guys let it get to their head.
Right, right.
Certain things, and I think a big part of that is that, like, sexuality and that feeling loved and feeling cared for.
I was gonna say that. Do you feel like it's like the lack of nurturing that men normally do with, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel like that, being that you feel a void in people's lives in some way?
Yeah.
Do you feel that then makes them want more of what it is you feel, but in a personal way?
Yes, I think they do. And then they start looking out in a different way, you know? And they think that, like, either sexually or whatever other need needs to be fulfilled
too. Yeah. Along with whatever. Like, it goes along with...
with all that. Right, and it's right, like, right. No. Like, no. These are... I could help you with your emotional, you know, needs and things like that. But that's as far as it's going to go.
I mean, do you draw that line in the beginning and you let them know off the rip?
I do, but I think a lot of times they're so, like, blinded by wanting to meet and... what the conversation's about and all this. And I really, really believe that in a lot of their brains, I can see it, that they think, oh, this is gonna, I'm gonna get this. Or it's almost like a chase, or it's almost like a, like, conquest.
Like a challenge, so to say.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because my experiences with women are very different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I tend to, it's the reasons are the same though. Like, so say, you know, I have a session with someone and, you know, they're dealing with depression. And the depression stems from their dad, you know, doing some fuck shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then they had a boyfriend that did the same fuck shit. And then now they have a hard time having relationships with people because of these things.
Yeah.
And then here I come along and I do this thing that really changes their perspective on life, and they feel different. They're looking at the past situations different. And so now I kind of represent not only a moment in time, a pivotal moment in time in their lives, but then also the man, I guess, like I can body, like a man, you know what I mean? Like the what it was that they might have looked at what a man should be. You know, they may not have experienced that in other men in their lives, so to say, or they've experienced a lot of disappointments. And that's an honor, honestly, you know. It's quite an honor to do that, to be in that position. I had one client tell me that, you know, she was like a strong feminist. She was a real strong feminist. And she said she was just angry at men, just angry. She just would, like, just for nothing angry. You know what I'm saying? Like, any opportunity she got, she coming at you. And I was really surprised she even came before a session. I was very, very shocked and honored. And she said how it was healing to get healing from a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though she's angry at men. Yeah. And it made her less angry. It made her just kind of able to deal with what she really feels and in an easier way. And I was actually able to see that. I mean, that was life changing for me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, women can be creeps in their mind, obviously, but they're not like creeps like men are. You know what I'm saying?
They're a little,
like,
bit more compassionate. More,
I haven't had no.
I don't know.
I haven't had a woman. I haven't had a woman do it while I see a lot of niggas do.
Nah, absolutely not, man.
Yeah. I haven't.
I think there's a greater self control.
Yeah, the self control is like on another level.
I mean, you'd be surprised. There's some. Don't get me wrong.
Nah,
it's more but the men.
I haven't had the experiences of women that were like creeping me out. You know what I mean? It's just like
then a woman with a man in a room that would feel
it's a whole different
out.
Thing because men are more. Yeah. We were raised with rape culture, like a lot of us, unfortunately. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's still very ingrained
it's
embedded.
Very ingrained in our mind. So when we go for something, it's like ingrained in our mind to go for it and aggressively go until it's ours.
It's almost like the survival instinct. Of once upon a time, you know, going after like
animals,
the prey,
or you know, and that's how a lot of us are brought up, not realizing like someone, you know, your uncle or your cousin is like, "Well, you ain't getting no pussy, man. What's wrong with you?" And you sitting there like, "Damn, I'm not, but you know, I'm nervous. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you scared? You get da-da-da-da." And then that makes you start to feel like, "Well, damn, like." She said no. Like, but so what do I do? You know what I mean, as a man, you don't. You're not quite at that point. Like, how do I approach this? And then, watch this. Right, and this gets more confusing. Right.
Yeah.
Just to be honest. So, I'll give you a personal experience. I was going to 10th grade. I came up here from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh my god. Diversity, there's all types of women everywhere. I'm like, yo, this shit is amazing. I wanted to go to school for that. You know what I mean? Just to see all the different kind of women that were there. So now I'm like, yo, this is fantastic. I'm writing poems for all the women. I'm like, yeah, you, I'm lit. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy.
Yeah.
But then there was this one girl, like, she was forward with me. She was like, she was like, you know what? I like her too. You know what I'm saying? What's happening? Oh, it was too easy. She said she don't want to. She not interested no more. I was like, so wait a minute, because you know, I was like, whoa,
she was
whoa.
Chasing you, right? Yeah, she wanted to chase.
She wanted me to chase her.
Oh, okay.
And I was too easy. Yeah. So she's like, nah, I'm good. Like, she was good because I was too easy. That shit blew my mind. I never experienced that before that. So I was like, what the fuck is that? I did not like that.
Yeah.
For a long time. Like, it took me a while to get over because I realized a lot of women were like that at that point in time.
Yeah.
At that point in time.
But that shows you the issue within her, you know what I'm saying? Because a competition or whatever she was looking for.
I agree, but at the same time, I assume how we were raised in rape culture, right? Mm-hmm. Women were raised in a culture too where they felt like you had to be chased in order to like prove your worth or prove your value. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were given that idea too.
Well, break that down. What do you mean? What do you mean we were raised in rape culture for our interwebbies, for myself as well?
I bet. Most deaf. All right. For most of us men, how we've even learned how to have sex was like porn or someone who watched porn, obviously, you know what I'm saying, a lot. Or, you know, someone that was my over-sexualized uncle, cousin, or, you know what I mean? Just these different ways are the ways that we learn how to look at sex, how to look at attraction, how to look at...
Either through media, magazines, how, you know, people see how...
So that's considered rape culture?
No, not that in particular, but how sex is approached and how attraction is approached is looked at as rape culture in a sense, because it's almost like it's looking as if I'm taking possession of what it is that I want, even though this person may not even want me to have what I'm asking for. Mm-hmm. So I've had women who said, like, lots of damn near every session that had to deal with sexual trauma, this was a part of it. It'd be like, yo, I'm saying, this dude, I was a friend, I was really close with him. He just kept pressuring me. I kept telling him no. And I just said, fuck it. I just gave into it, even though I really didn't want to do this. That's called consensual rape. That's the actual name for it. I was like, there's a name for that shit? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? But then there are women who be like, well, I just didn't, I was afraid that he was going to like either take it or do something to me. So I just gave in to it. I just said yes. But we don't think of it as, we don't think of that like, because we think that's like regular, because this is how we're taught to pursue women. You know what I mean? Because a lot, and that's why I was going back into that story where like, you know, the woman is telling me like, yo, I don't want you because you're not pursuing me, because I don't see worth in you not pursuing me. Like, like you're pursuing me. It's easy. It's too easy. Like, no. I need some difficulty in this to prove this to me. Like, it's a fucked up the way to think. But we were all raised in different ways to look at attraction a certain way. So now because she looks at it that way, and then multiple women look at it that way. Right now, let's think about like, boom, this girl, she was all right. She wasn't like bomb. She was all right. Imagine a girl that looks really, really fucking great. And then we got mad dudes, just bunch of different dudes of all shooting their shot.
Yeah.
Who are they? How are they? How do they create the filter? Who's trying the hardest? Who's doing the most? You get what I'm saying? Who's consistent? Who's, you know, I'm pushing him away and who's still.
It's so, just competition.
It's competition. Yeah. So now that puts in the man's mind, I have to do whatever I have to do to get this. To get to this goal, mm-hmm. so to say. To say I have had her, I'm with her, so to say. I mean, so what ends up happening is, right, certain men, they end up just taking that shit, unfortunately, because they can't handle their emotions, or they can't handle the sexual energy, or whatever the case. Sometimes it's rape, or a lot of times shit. So I put a post up about consensual rape one time, because it was new to me. I was like, oh shit, what is this? So I talked about it. Yo, there were so many women that were saying it was normal for them. Like, this is the norm of their sexual experiences, is consensual rape. The dude is pursuing, they just fucking give in. Even though they really don't even want that sexual experience. Yeah. Watch this. Most women will tell you they don't even come. They don't even nut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't even come. Like, I know women that don't come. You know what I'm saying? They have sex, don't come.
And what's the point of that? But yeah.
Right. What's the point of that, right? What's the point? It's more frustration. But that shows you, they're doing the act almost unwillingly, just because I guess I got, you know what I mean, like I guess I have, I guess it's deep shit.
Shit. And you know what, this reminds me of a story, man, so check it out, man. And nothing to do with consensual rape or nothing like that, but it kind of intertwined with what you were talking about. So I was seeing this girl, and this was years ago, and you know, I had just gotten out of a relationship, you know what I mean, and we were kicking it and all that, and you know, I was digging her and everything. She was digging me, but I had just gotten out that relationship, and you know, we ended up having sex and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So when I told her, like, listen, I think, you know, I like you and stuff, but I just don't want to rush into nothing right now. And this was right after we had sex, but I was like, yo, I'm not trying to like be funny with the whole sex thing or nothing like that. And she got like, yo, she deaded me. Basically, I guess she took it that way, even though I explained it to her. I took my time and explained it to her, like, yo, I'm not really coming at, I want to still see you and stuff like that. But as soon as I told her, yo, like, I'm not really looking for a relationship, but I do, you know, I want to rock with you, let's see where it goes. Dead in me. Yo, when I say dead in me, bro, like, next day type call, nothing. Dead in me. I was like, oh shit. And that's the first time I ever got played like that. Which is whatever.
How do you look at the experience?
See, but what do you think but that's what that I was? Mean, like, you see it like you being played, but I feel like she felt the same way.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, I get that, but
like, you're seeing it that way, but at that moment, that's what she saw.
Yeah. But even though I took my time to break it down,
let's explore that. That's a great.
If I was trying to be slick, then I'd be whatever. Like, but I really wasn't going down that avenue like that. So it took me, you know, aback a little bit.
So I was like, it goes down to everything. Sex always complicates everything. Right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's always the basis of it, like,
right? Because when you have sex, you're actually touching each other's inside, your souls. Like, that's a deep act. So then when that happens, and then there's this, because women do this too quite often. You know, like, this happens across the board, where you know, this act will happen, and then the woman will be like, "I'm not ready for to be close like this with this person." So then they might have that same conversation. You know what I'm saying? So what ends up happening is this: the person on the opposite side of that conversation could be feeling the complete opposite. Like, I just shared this with you. I'm not worth, you know, more effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're internalizing.
I'm not worth more energy. Like, I'm not worth more time. Like, oh, you just want to fuck. Okay. That's how they perceive it, because they have somebody else that might have treated them
like that. Especially, like, right after the act.
You know what I mean?
Like yeah, if it's right after right. the yeah, act. Yeah,
the timing was a little off, but I mean, right, you know, right. I'm because, an honest dude, man. I just, yo, it's what it is. Like,
but it, I understand, but that's what I mean. Like, that goes back to how we've all been raised and yeah, to, look yeah. attraction, to look at attraction. To look at attraction.
Lay down. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
you can hear you. Yeah, no, you just got to raise it a little bit. You're good.
But that kind of goes back to how we were like all raised, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Raised to see things. So she's raised to see it like, okay, well, I just gave you this, so you need to commit time and energy to me. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, you almost like you made an agreement without making that agreement mm-hmm. by entering into her body. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Which honestly, that is like a natural law of things. But then like the world that we live in, that's unrealistic too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. to have that expectation after someone has sex with you, you know what I'm saying? That they are going to now commit time and energy to you. If you guys haven't already had that conversation and agreement prior to the act, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that sex can oftentimes lead people to feel shit that isn't agreed upon, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It isn't necessarily,
even if it's not verbally agreed.
Right, yeah. right.
It's
right,
like
right.
the spiritual act behind it that kind of is an agreement
right,
to begin
right.
with. And mm-hmm. I think that's what women feel a lot. And yeah, I think a lot of I women agree. Because women are in touch with their emotions, yeah, yeah. with all this extra stuff that mm. that guys might not always all the time, especially when it comes to sex.
No, absolutely.
Because yeah. a guy could go have sex and relieve himself and just mm-hmm. be like, okay, you know. But right after, for a woman, there's a lot going on, like body chemical. Yeah.
I could tell
brain.
You the reasons why I think yeah. it's different for men and women on the sexual level. You have something you want to say, Ricardo?
Well, I just wanted to say, when I said played, you know what I mean? I wasn't talking about it like, you know, obviously like a game. Obviously, that's the first time I ever went through something like that. Cause you know, I just wanted to be real honest. I could have just not said nothing and deaded it myself, or you know what I mean. So I was like, damn, let me be honest with the girl, and you know, I'm just gonna be out. Hopefully, she takes it, you know, a right way. I was being legitly honest, like.
But like, legitly honest would be like before the act.
Yeah, that's but just, I mean, you know, it doesn't always work out like that, unfortunately. I know. You know what I'm saying? So that's the problem. So when it did happen, I still took it upon myself to kind of be like, yo, listen, this is the deal, you know, instead of just not calling her back. Or doing that shit over the phone, like, you know what I mean? I had her in my face type shit, so.
So the thing about, like, all right, so boom, it seems like there's a, like, almost like a confusion between intentions and actions, right?
Yeah.
So the intention was, you know, not to have it, I'm going to say the action was deeper than the intention, I put it that way. You know, the experience was like, yo, this shit could possibly go somewhere, but then the intention was like, you know, this was a good time. You know what I'm saying? We just had a good time. Like, I'm not ready for that next level. So even though we had a great time. So she might have actually caught feelings for you, especially how being how young you might have been. Like, well, how old were you, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, it was a while back. You know,
like younger 20s.
Yeah, early 20s. Around
early
20s. There,
early 20s, yeah. We don't know shit about our emotions. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then we have really
22,
wild
23.
Expectations mm-hmm. about love and relationships. Yeah. I know for me, I can certainly speak from experience, I have really weird fucking expectations around love and relationships at 21, 22.
But honesty is honesty. Honesty is honesty either way, though. You know what I mean?
Like, but, you know, not everybody honesty is going to translate. Like, boom. Like, especially for women. Women are used to getting played. So they don't give a fuck what you're saying. They look at what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if what you're
like,
doing,
like, what do you
looks,
really mean? You
right,
know,
and if
you
what you're doing
that,
looks like anything that don't look good, is that they don't give a fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you gotta think, a woman gets approached, especially a good looking woman and a good energy. Yo, gets approached like way a thousand times more than we ever even think to get approached about a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can only imagine how many fucking requests women get on a fucking daily or a fucking, you know, you know, especially in the
DMs,
ages,
all that
shit, right?
Absolutely.
So then, you know, all these different people, you know, especially at a younger age, you know, women are going to probably give more of a chance at that time, because you know, you haven't had a lot of experiences to disappoint you. You know what I mean? But then you have those first few disappointments, like, damn, I gave this dude my virginity and he did this. All right, now the next guy. Damn,
the
I never.
The one that you
boom, 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 boom,
to
boom,
do
right,
it.
Right, right,
and then,
damn, now shit, what the fuck? Now I'm a hoe. I never wanted to be. Like, this is the things that I hear women think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, after, like, the fourth partner, like, fuck, I never even wanted to do this much. I wanted to just find the person I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Like, here's, and this, I want to go back to that. Like, a lot of the reasons why the different genders are having sex are so different. They're vastly different from each other. We're taught, you know what I'm saying, it's almost like a rite of passage. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, I gotta get you some pussy, da 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 da. Or it's almost like yeah, I'm a man, you know what I'm saying, if I do this, you know what I'm saying. But as for women, it's more like, and not to say that's how all a lot of us men just are inside. A lot of us men actually want love too from the early age, but we're taught literally like, yo,
you don't know how to go about it.
Go get, yeah, this is how you go about it. Like, go get boxed, you know what I'm saying? Go have sex first. Like, and then the emotions, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not taught the proper methodology on how to go about it. So now when women, they grow up expecting, like, from fucking 2, 3, 4 years old, marriage. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, whoever I give myself to, that's the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you planning like this experience. It's a big thing. Yeah. Whereas for us, it's like, it's a big thing to, like, a rite of passage big conquer, thing. Like, I'm a, you know what I mean? It's a different, it's different reasons, right? So, like, you guys, you're looking for children, commitment, like, loyalty, like, all this beautiful, powerful shit that a lot of men have not been taught to even think about in that period of time, because you know it's about so you know, just,
and they're early with it compared to us.
Early. So now this is what happens, right? All those disappointments from that early of an age, you know what I mean, with different men going into your 20s, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, fuck, now they're jaded, you know what I'm saying? Now a lot of them will get jaded, so they look at you like, you know, listen, if it even smell like bullshit, fuck you, like, it is what it is, like, I'm not even, you know, they're gonna have, and then the older they get, 30, 40, now they really got ways to, like, make sure that, you know, single pop off, like, I got this, I got the side to go over here, you ain't never gonna know about, I got this going on over here, and if you ever decide to do, you know what I mean, like, they got all the shit just ready, you know what I mean? Right. And that's due to disappointments, and it's not to say it's not like a male bashing thing or nothing like that, or a female bashing thing. How we were raised to view attraction and spirituality and sexuality has completely altered how we deal with each other.
Yeah,
you understand
or me? How naturally it should be.
It should just be It's not. There is no natural just be now. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's rare when it's just a natural thing that works. Yeah. You know, very fucking rare because of this the dysfunction in our ideas be around this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For real.
Absolutely, and I agree with 100% what you were saying, because it's a lot, like, growing up seeing it, you know, and how it plays out in little things. It's little things, like, for me, this is a big thing. Like, the show is so big to be able to have a voice. Why? You know how many women haven't been able to have a voice,
right?
You know, or to sit with men and just they talk. Listen. Absolutely. You know, that's a big thing, like, even in my lifetime, like, I'm sitting here and I'm still like, oh shit, like, I'm able to speak and listen. That hasn't happened for a long time. So when guys start saying certain things or start acting a certain way, we're gonna pick up on it right away.
Yeah, right away. You're right. And they know what's interesting about that. They say that, like, you know, I'm just listening to you say it. I'm like, damn, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, most men ain't gonna think, like, oh, she probably feels good being able to talk. We don't think that that's a big thing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We have to consider, like, oh, yeah, I consider past, like, your past and everything. Like this. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, I see why this will be a big thing. But it's not an immediate thought. You know, like, me and Ricardo, I sit here like, yo, she probably feel great that she over here talking and shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We don't think that way. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we don't even, consider that. Consider that. Yeah. We don't even realize that's important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's deep, but that's important. Like, we don't even realize that that's a, like, that's that big of a thing. Like, it's, and I watch this, right? Watch this. A lot of women probably look at it like, you guys don't want us to talk. We have this in our minds.
Yeah, so you automatically shut it down.
Right,
and there's
don't.
Times that I felt like that. There's times that you feel like, oh, I could talk or I can't.
Right,
you
and,
know?
Then, and I can tell, like, you firsthand, I'm pretty sure I can speak for Ricardo, we don't feel like that. Like, we were like, oh, we don't want you to talk. We don't, that's not in our minds, you know what I'm saying? But I get why you would think that way, you know what I'm saying? Like, due to experiences, I get why you would feel that way, right? Why I get that.
It's so relieving. Like, I love talking to you guys, like, I love being here and being able to express myself, and like, and it goes back and forth, you know, but that's not always the norm,
right? We are the exception to the rule, not the rule.
Yes,
you know what I mean. But here's the thing about that, right?
And we love having you here, B. Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
And I love
indeed.
Being here. But I say that, like, something that simple, you know, like, there are all these things that people don't realize that play into that, and that has to do with rape culture.
Facts.
Because the fear, the intimidation, the things that women have to go through every day is something that we think about that you guys might not think twice.
Right.
The way we have to look at our backs is 10 times worse way, than you guys yeah, would ever really have think to about experience it.
Exactly. It, facts. Know? Facts. This is true. I was watching a video on Worldstar, seeing some shit. I was like, oh my fucking goodness. This girl, she was, you know, she looked okay. I couldn't tell because it was just so much shit going on. It was at dark. It was dark. I think it was in Chicago. She was just going to get something to eat. It was, no, California. There was like 30 dudes around her, and they were all like pretty much everybody was trying to talk to her.
Yeah.
And they were like right there. I'm like, yo, she's got, and it was dark. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, she's got to feel terrified. That does not make you feel safe.
No.
That's a bunch of niggas just surrounding you for who, like what they see. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, they only see your ass, so it's like,
and you can not, feel it. It's like right. Meat, like fresh yeah. Meat, fresh meat, like, yeah.
Pack of wolves and shit. So, and then for men, like, again, rape culture, we're not thinking that's even a thing. We've been taught to think that y'all like that shit.
Yeah.
Like, there was an era that changed everything, I think, when it came to the perception, at least for our generation. And I think it's probably continued to happen throughout the years. But I think the biggest shift for us was when, It was all right for women to go for thugs. Like, it was like the thing. It was mm-hmm. a thing for women to go for dudes that they know is not. When I say thugs, not talking about like a real, like, you know, like gangster, but just somebody that ain't really the doing well for their life. They just don't give a fuck about their life. Those kind of people. They're not really thugs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're just fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just go after the fuck ups. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much what there was fuck boys. Yeah. Like, go after all the fuck boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, go hurry up and chase them. And I mean, to the point that with the media, like how we have now with the drugs, the media was pushing that shit, that idea strong. I remember Missy Elliott's first, like hot boy, like you. What I want, like Beyonce, like all these different artists at the time were pushing this idea of, yo, get you one of these guys, you know what I'm saying? And then I remember, like, being in high school, I'm soft and shit, and I'm, you know, spitting poetry, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done been raised around Crips, mind you, you understand me? My family, like, I've been in the trenches, I didn't dress like it, and I didn't look like it, I didn't talk like it, you know what I'm saying? But I know, but I'm like, that's not me.
In it.
Right. Yeah. Like, that's not my identity, so I'm not about to act like I'm that dude because I know better. You know what I mean? Everybody was turning blood, and I'm like,
and the girls,
why y'all acting like y'all fresh from gang shit? Like, it was new.
The girls reacted to you?
Was crazy.
The girls, because of this?
No. So I'm going to tell you what the girls did, right? The girls, they ran away.
They ran away fast
as fuck. Okay? You hear me? Like, they'll be like, oh, X. And then I write a poem like, oh, X, I can't. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much how it went every time. You know what I mean? Like, it was no, I wasn't getting, you know, let me see. Let me really think about this. I had sex one time after high school. Okay, you understand me? And I could have during, but I was that was on me. I was scared to get somebody pregnant because you know what I'm saying. Like, that's a little TMI. I was gonna go some more shit, but like, you know what I'm saying? It was some shit. I was, you know, I'm like, nah, I'm not finna do this shit right now. But after high school, I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I just got the bucket. But like, and then the era changed. I will say that too. So after high school, like 2002, 2003. So something changed because the girl I dated after high school, she was a thug. She was a thug. You know what I mean? I found a pretty thug. Puerto Rican, half black. You know what I'm saying? She was, you know, and she turned me the fuck out.
She was a dyke though, because you know, they turned into dykes too.
She wasn't no dyke. It wasn't no nothing. No, she
stuck out.
No, she was very feminine, but she was like, she was by her shit. Like, she was not about to let you say anything to her, any kind of out of way, whatever. She was very aggressive, but she was very feminine. It was beautiful. So I was attracted. I was like, oh. But I was surprised that she was fucking with me because I'm soft. You know what I'm saying? I was a soft dude. You know, I was going to church too at that time. I was like super soft. You know what I'm saying? I was scared to fuck. I was shook. You know what I'm saying? But then she just stepped on through the box. I caught that shit and kept catching it. So now it was beautiful because it was that shit for like 2 years. But that changed my perception on relationships.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh wow, I didn't think that that shit was even possible. Like. Yeah. Her and me, like, she smoked cigarettes. I didn't smoke at all.
Yeah.
She smoked weed. I didn't smoke at all. You understand me? Like, we were complete opposites. Yeah. You heard? But we learned a lot. We're still friends to this day. You know what I'm saying?
She turned you out.
Yeah, she did. She did. Because after that, I wasn't afraid to fuck. I wasn't nervous. I was like, because I'm going to tell you a secret. Most men are afraid to fuck. You may not know this. We're afraid to come fast. We're afraid you're not going to like it. We're afraid to not prove ourselves in that moment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we start off our first few years of sexuality being scared shitless of what's going to happen if we don't deliver. I know for sure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was a conversation that wasn't had and had all at the same time amongst people.
I agree.
And you know what? Like, women know that.
Oh, shit, y'all know?
Like, women know that. You know, I think women use that too.
Really? Tell me.
Like, to a sense. like women know that those fears too of men. So I feel like that's what they look for too. Like, almost like to mess with the guy. Yeah. In a weird way.
Interesting.
Same way guys play girls. Yeah. They know they shit too, bro.
Yeah. So that goes both ways.
Yeah.
Women worry about a lot of things too, you know. Maybe a little more than men in different aspects.
Men get their heart broken and stop worrying about any fucking thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it goes. Like, you get a heartbroken, be like, you know what, fuck this shit. I'm not about to take another chance.
I'm fucking everything.
Pretty much. I'm fucking her, and I'm doing everything that I was done to me, to them, to make me feel better. That's normally how I go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
women forgive more.
No, watch this. I think it's a psychological thing, and this is why I say that. I had a long distance relationship that I was in for a while. This girl lived in California. She told me a story about how she had slept with this girl that was a good friend of hers, and she was like shocked that she slept with the girl. The girl's a prostitute too, on top of that. Shit. So she was really like, oh shit, like what did I do? You know what I mean? So she was so disturbed by the act because of her own perception of herself that she ended up sleeping with her ex just to prove to herself that she didn't like women, which was ass backwards, because that just proves even more that you like, you know, that you have interest. You gotta prove that shit to yourself by fucking somebody you don't really want to fuck. Yeah, that's definitely you got a problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So now, like, that was eye opening to me. I was like, God damn, you know what I mean? Like, the perception of who you think you are based off of what you do sexually.
That's interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, but society does that too. Right, like, they do all this stuff. Like, if you're gay, you're like this way. If you're this, you know. But everybody's different, and sexuality is so personal, so private. Like, who you choose to want to be intimate with versus your personality.
Fact. Yeah. I think most people choose who they want to have sex with off of their personality, how their personality types. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I think people pick up on soul vibes, and then just attribute it to sexual shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because people aren't in connection with their souls.
Well, sex is spiritual, and to a sense.
And you're touching each other's soul when you're doing that, right? But, here's an interesting conversation, right? What about the times where you have sex and you feel nothing? Right? Like nothing.
No connection.
No, nothing. Like you didn't even just go inside this person's body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is that? Like, how do you not feel anything? Is it you or is it her? Or you know what I mean? Like, how does that work? Or him? You know what I mean? How does that work for the person? I mean, honestly, this is the question that just popped in my mind now. I don't have an answer for that shit.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that shit. Like,
I usually pick, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm in your body. I don't feel nothing. But, because I remember, this is really TMI, but fuck it. Yo, we're here anyway, so.
Let it out.
So, I got to get intelligent and then ratchet with it. So anyway, all right. So when a woman tends to have, you know, like either sex with one person a lot, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or a lot of partners, you know what I'm saying? The walls, so to say, are not as
tight.
Mm-hmm. Right? So I was having sex with this girl that I've told you that turned me out a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot. It was a lot. A lot for me, especially at that time. I wasn't having sex at all. So it went from, you know what I'm saying? I'm in there all the time. And then, you know, I feel no friction after a while. It's just, nothing's happening. But the connection was still there. Mm-hmm. It was almost as if there was friction there. Mm. You know what I mean? So that's what really has me like, how can you have a sexual experience and feel like when I watch porn, that shit freaks me out a little bit. Cause I, you know what I'm saying? I'll see them go in and then the climax happens and nothing. It's no sounds, it's no nothing, no, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's dry, there's no, like, I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, how it really is. Yeah, yeah, like, that's not how it goes. Yeah. Like, wait, what am I doing? My shit don't look like that. What the fuck is they doing? You know, that shit, like,
but
hurt.
That's what it's made for, too, I think. Like, all that's made to, like, for us to doubt, like, oh my God, should we look like that?
No, I don't want to look like that. That shit that they got going on looks scary to me. Like, I'm good off of that. I don't want to look like that. That shit looks scary.
And, like almost all the women like their vaginas, like all surgery and all this stuff, you know.
Dry so as like, fuck. It'd be nothing coming going on. Like, I know that hurt, dog. I know that hurt. Hey, come on.
The guys too, though. The guys be clipping their shit to make it look
yeah,
longer.
Yeah, they do all that shit. Stuff. Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
It's wild. I wanted to be a porn star at one time.
Oh, shit.
When I was 16. When I was 16 and I first fucked, I wanted to be a
porn star. Word, what was it going to be a porn name, dog?
I didn't have no porn.
You had those little glasses. I seen you with the little glasses. Chow, chow, chow,
chow, chow, chow, chow, chow, chow, chow, chow. Yeah, I got them joints. The porn joints. You know what I use those for? I use them for when I ride my scooter because they're mad big. Oh, so the wind will go in my eyes and shit. They're like aviators, but they big. But yeah.
Look like you're going to fuck somebody. Right.
Yeah, that's funny you said that. You know why? I'm on a mission. Now listen, I went to a bar one time and the owner, I'm cool with the owner, and he was having drinks with us and shit, and he was like, "Yo, why you got fucking porn glasses on for?" Ever since then, I didn't wear them again.
You gotta bring those glasses so I can see
them. Ever since he said that, I stopped wearing them. Besides, when I ride my scooter,
I wish you had them right now.
Yeah, I gotta see them. Oh, that'd have been lit, yo. I put them shits
those
on.
Those are definitely the porn joints, man.
The infamous porn glasses. I gotta see these, dog. But yeah, like, you know, most of us, like, shit. I remember when this is fucking embarrassing, but I'm gonna tell it because it's funny. So when I was young, yo, I mean, I ain't no shit. I grew up late, okay? I didn't know a motherfucking thing. I didn't grow up fast. I didn't know shit. So I'm 12, 13 years old. My dick is just starting to get like ridiculously hard for no reason. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what do I do with this? Like this shit, like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Nobody taught me shit. So I'm just like, I don't know. I'm thinking sex is dry humping. That's just how much I didn't fucking know. Yeah. I thought if I dry humped you enough, you was gonna have a baby in you. You know what I'm saying? Like somehow some magic was gonna happen and you was like, dead ass, right? I ain't no shit. So my dad, right? And yeah, I'm fuck it. So anyway, my dad, right? I think he was on coke. I think at the time he was on coke. And he was dibbling dabbling that shit. And at the time I just knew he was on some kind of drug. I'm like, okay, my dad is not my dad today. I don't know what's going on, but fuck it. So he would go and he would just disappear for a long period of time with the day and night. And then his wife or his girlfriend at the time, she'd be gone too. So I'm chilling in the room. This is when Beavis and Butthead was like popping. You know what I'm saying? So I'm recording. I'm recording the episodes of Beavis and Butthead because I'm coming from Mississippi. So I'm like, I'm taping all the cable because we ain't had no cable in Mississippi. So I'm like, oh, we lit. I got all the tables. I'm about to tape all this shit and bring it down to Mississippi with me, right?
Breaking the law.
Like, so this is 90s shit, guys. Like, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have this bullshit right here. We just go in the phone and look at anything.
No,
I had
tape.
To tape motherfucking TV to watch it, right? Over to
with
watch it again.
Right. TV from my bunghole.
Right. Yeah, TV from my bunghole. That shit was weird. So anyway, like, I don't know why I used to watch that shit. But anyway,
me too.
Yeah, I used to watch that shit heavy. So one day I'm thinking nobody uses the VCR. Nobody uses this motherfucker. I'm thinking the Beavis and Butthead tape is still in there. Mm. So I press play.
Yeah.
And I see fuck it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what I was looking at. Oh. So I'm like, because again, I thought
you didn't
sex
know
was
what sex
I didn't know
was,
what it was. I'm sitting there looking at this shit. I'm like, what are they doing? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, where is it going? I'm like, why is it so wet? I didn't know what was the white shit. I was so spooked out. I didn't know. I didn't get hard. I didn't get turned on. I didn't know what was going on. I just watched in amazement. Like, what the fuck am I looking
like
at?
Like, it was what you call National Geographic.
Yeah, that's what, even different. I didn't know what the fuck I was looking at. I like surgery, a video of a surgery or some shit. Like, I didn't know what, like, somebody body being opened up. I don't know.
This is why you need to teach your children.
What is going on? It ain't teach me
sex
shit.
Is.
My dad would talk about pussy and wouldn't tell me what it was. You understand right. me? Like, you were like, oh, we ain't get you that pussy. What is that? What do you do? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I'm watching the shit. I'm watching the book of video. I'm watching the shit. I'm watching. My mouth is wide open. I don't know who to ask about this shit. I don't know who to talk to. I don't know who do I come to with the bullshit? Like, I mean, who's going to tell me? Like, yeah, X, they, so this is what's happening. You know what I'm saying? You thought that was fucked up, right? No. Then I found out what the. Now this is going to bring in a whole nother conversation about sex and shit, okay? This is going to be interesting.
Go ahead.
Let's go.
Preferences, okay? Sexual fucking preferences. Uh-huh. And what it has to do with your psychological standing, okay? Mm-hmm. The shit that you like. Fucking ran into a video with KKK dudes, white dudes with KKK masks, fucking, yeah, okay? Let me just say that.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, wait a minute. What is wrong with my dad, yo? Like, what the fuck is going on with my dad, yo? He has a tape. He is with a white woman a KKK tape. I just was like, yo, yo, that shit.
Wait. They wasn't fucking a black chick?
No, they was fucking a black chick.
Okay, yeah.
But he's black. Like, so it's just, the shit is just.
Whoa.
Spooky.
That like, sounds so with a white woman. Shit.
Like, it was weird. It was weird. I've
heard about that one.
I was like, whoa. I was like, no, this was like back like in the 90s sometime.
Yeah.
So this is like a reoccurring theme, you know, obviously. But like, I'm like, whoa. So through the years, you know, I looked at my dad weird as fuck. I'm like, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, every time I feel like this shit come to mind, like, you, I know what you like, motherfucker. Like, you nasty. You nasty, yeah. Motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Then the motherfucker gonna tell me when I got older. We got older. Yeah, we guess we did get older. And I'm drinking, you know what I'm saying? I'm drinking with him. I'm actually starting to drink with my dad now. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know what I mean? I'm sitting at the house. I'm like trying to reconcile our relationship because it was fucked up. So I'm drinking with him. You know what I'm saying? We drinking. He drinking Grandma Ye. That's what he called it. Grandma. However the fuck you pronounce that shit. He calls the shit Grandma Ye. Yeah, why the fuck? I don't know. Right? So he's drinking this shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm drinking. I'm drinking shit that where I can be sober and I can hear what the fuck he's saying and I'm not like, you know, just lost in the sauce. This motherfucker gonna talk about getting his ass eaten. I'm like, okay, goddamn. Like. Yo, it's like, yo, you gotta get your solid tone. Like, no, I don't. Like, no, I don't have to get my ass played. What you talking about? Shit. So, again, so now let's go into this conversation, right? Sexual preferences and what it has to do with what you like, you know what I'm saying? And how you think about life and how you think about things, right? So, pose a few questions to myself about my dad, right? Does he secretly hate himself? Right? Mm-hmm. Being a grown man watching that bullshit, do you really not? Yeah. Like, how do you watch that shit? How do you even own that tape? Like, what's going on in your mind that turned you on, right? That shit right there was like, okay, so then you're going further, right? Boom, he likes ass play. Okay, he probably likes ass play. I mean, he probably likes dudes fucking him too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's what he likes. I'm just saying, you know, if
that he's open to
it. He's probably open to it. You know what I mean? Like, I always wondered, and, you know, But that kind of sold me some shit. Like, okay, well. I wouldn't be surprised, you know what I'm saying? To each his own, right? But for that to be your dad, you know, obviously he has a child. He's like, wait, what the fuck? And then you're like looking at yourself like, I don't like that shit. So where did this come from, you know? Yeah. A lot of questions. So now, what a person's sexual preference has a lot to do with their psychological standpoint. So I'm going to go into another one, right? Now, this has nothing to do with me, but just something that I always wondered, right? So like, all right, this is, you know, some more TMI. So, I can't, I don't feel comfortable with facials. Like, I don't feel comfortable doing that with my wife. It feels weird. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to nut on my wife's face. I just have it. That's just strange to me. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. That's just me. Okay. Just me.
That's
just me.
TMI.
Yeah, it's TMI. Uh-huh. But I need y'all to know that. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to go somewhere with this, right?
Yeah.
So, I always wonder why... Like, what? Because someone came to me with the same kind of issue. Like, yo, I have a wife. I like nasty shit, but I can't do that nasty shit with my wife because I don't see her that way. And so now I can't really be turned on the way I want to.
So that's interesting. You know what I'm
saying? It's deep. Yeah, this is like not just.
That's really interesting because I feel like a lot of guys do that.
Right.
And do they try to look elsewhere for like those other.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
yes.
You know, like,
yes.
For those other...
Yes, 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 and yes.
Pleasures.
Right. Now, what makes the other woman different from his wife, right? Watch this. Just from what I spoke alone, you looking at your wife like, yo, that's my wife, right? Yeah. No, 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 no. I want to do this, but I don't feel right doing that to her. But I could do that to her. Because I don't see her like I see her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel comfortable doing this. So it's about the perception. So again, your sexual preferences show a lot about your psychology, about how you see people and things. It's interesting.
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, it's that's where things get all confused and mixed up and this and that, because it's like that girl that you may be comfortable with, that you could do all these things and you could share all this stuff, you would never see her as a wife.
Because of how you think, right?
Exactly.
Only because of how you think, right? Right, right. So then it's like, damn, I've done all this sharing with you,
yeah,
but I can't see you like that. Yeah. Now that I've done that, you know what I'm saying? So then there's that.
See, that's where
it's a wild dynamic.
But you know why? You know why I think that might be in some cases, because you know your wife, you got her on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
And that girl, when you met her, she was the pedal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's...
Yeah, but see, that's the whole perception. Like, that's what he's saying. It's psychological.
Yeah,
so
what
makes you think that she's on a pedestal? And what makes you think that coming on a woman's face is less than...
Right.
Someone that's on a pedestal.
That's the point. Right, it's that whole view of what...
Yeah, and who makes a girl that's pedaling? Like, what does that mean? Yeah. You know? Like, what does that mean to you?
It's the perception of... It speaks volumes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it speaks volumes. Like, so... Now, when I thought about that, I was like, well, damn. I shouldn't want to do that to anybody if I feel like that's going to demean the person. Right? If I feel like...
If I feel like this is going to make you lesser than a person,
I shouldn't get turned on from doing this in the first place.
Exactly.
And if so, then I got to look at my own sexual preferences to wonder, like, why do I get turned on doing some shit that I know makes you less than a person?
Yes.
That shit is like...
the other way.
Right. Or,
Bring it down. In a way that you can do all those things with and not see it as such a bad thing.
Well, then that's a different matter.
Yeah.
Because now you might just look at the sexual act like it's not that nasty. You know what I'm saying? Your level of nasty might be different. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It might be a little different thing for you. That might be, oh, that's normal. But I wouldn't do that to her. You get what I'm saying? Like, your level of freaky might just be turned up a little more on that level.
It's all perception, and it's all how you internalize and see things. You know what I'm saying?
So, just give you an example, like threesomes, right? Uh-huh. Like, certain people would, like, oh, I'll have a threesome with her, but I wouldn't want to have a threesome with my wife because then I don't want my wife to, you know what I mean? Like, certain people, it's deep because then that speaks to the insecurities, like, well, then of their marriage versus someone that they just kind of are having this experience with.
Exactly.
It's very interesting, the whole connection between sexuality and preferences and psychological ideas of how we see women and men and gender. Damn, that was a dope ass conversation.
That was deep.
Damn,
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Does that say 52?
Yeah.
Damn.
52.
Yo, that was a
45. That was all me.
That's why I said, y'all be trying to balance my shit, because if I know I'm going to talk and then I'm going to
stop. No, this was good.
I shared a little bit about my story, like what's going on.
Me too, with my little story.
No, I think it was all good. It wasn't all me, but I think me sharing that was important, because like we never got talked. We never went this direction with our shit.
No.
Well, we should do this more often, because this was funny. This was very
fun. And it's deep. And you know what? I feel like a lot of people go through this shit.
Hell yeah!
You
this know, is like, across this is the board. This is normal
bullshit that everybody goes through.
It's funny when X was bringing up the little innocent young ex, because that's how I met him. You know?
I think
I'm one of the first dudes I try to open him up as far as the knowledge of self, and you know what I'm saying.
Yes, you are.
And also he makes fun of me a little bit now for not smoking, but I used to try to get his ass to smoke back in the day.
And now
we flipped it, you know what I mean? But
yeah, man, like Ricardo knows I was very different from now.
He was into the church, religious, and
soft.
That's all the spiritual. It's not soft. No.
I was soft. I'm gonna tell you why I was soft. All right, people was running over me and shit. Like I was lying to myself about people. I was soft. You know what I'm saying? I was afraid to be myself in its full capacity. I had low self esteem. I was soft. You know what I'm saying?
That's how look at it. You acknowledge that, like, you right, and that right, makes you.
No, you, grow from you know what? I don't think you were soft. I mean, you can look at it like that, but I think like it was kind of the prior show we talked about where there's two worlds. Mm-hmm. You knew who you were already. You were comfortable, and yeah, you know, you were like, damn, I gotta kind of be.
And you were this different way.
And that's all it was. I went through that shit too, man.
I think we all go through it, but I don't like that version to be like that. It's cool. Yeah, like that version to me took me for me to be that to this. I could appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? But I would never fucking ever decide to be that person again. And I'm going to tell you why. Because that person didn't know me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that me exists now. Yeah. I had no fucking
clue.
But
to know you, you had to go through that.
I had to, exactly. You needed so it was to be necessary. Lost before found. So it's necessary.
So that's why I never say that. I all the struggles I've been through, I can't say I would never do that because it's taught me so much and it's gotten me to the man.
Shit, I've learned the lessons. Man. I don't want to go back and relearn them shits. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, them old lessons are learned.
That's
now.
It. Once you learn it, I think you're good.
I'm good.
I'm not saying reliving it, but like, you know. It's definitely it was
I appreciate it. Yeah. I'm not gonna act like it wasn't necessary. It was, you know. But I was soft. And I'm okay with that. I don't say it like I'm dissing myself. Yeah. I know what it was, you know what I'm saying? I know what it was. Like, I'll give you an example of why I say I was soft. I'll give you another example. I see a beautiful woman, I'm shook, but I'm gonna talk to her, but I'm shook. Instead of just facing the, yo, she's beautiful, wow, I should just talk to her and just be okay with the fact she's gorgeous and just face that shit.
That's any man.
Nah, it's true, but that's still soft. I don't, not, like, now I see a beautiful woman, like, oh, wow, I'm confident. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it should be. You should feel, like, and you're comfortable in your own skin. Not, like, still timid and shit, what you afraid of? Like, you know, the fear factor. Like, I feel like fear had more of a power back then.
You know
then.
My experience, too, like, with guys is that, like, when they fear, they'll attack the female.
There you go. Yeah, it's true. You're right. When they scared, they're like,
they'll start throwing at her.
That advantage over you, so to say, or perceived advantage of, like, well, I can say this about you and make you feel this way, or I can insult you and have a control over your emotional state, in some way. I might not be able to get your number, but I can stir your emotions like a motherfucker. Yeah, that's right. You know, this shit is soft. No, it's soft. And it's just me. Like I said, I'm okay with that. I'm okay. Like, I'm not, I don't give a fuck.
What she said, just what you said, be kind of reminds me of, I seen it on a skit. I don't know what the fuck. It was a comedian skit where the girl's walking by, the dude's like, yo, mommy,
and
she keeps walking. He's like, well, fuck you then.
Yeah, you was ugly anyway. right.
Same
kind of
shit.
And
that'll stick with her.
Like, shit. Like, what you mean? And then until women now, just be like, well, fuck you too. And it's the same kind of aggression, right? So then,
and then just goes back and forth.
Right, it goes back and forth. But really, it just speaks to a man's insecurities. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then also, that's another part of fucking rape culture. Like, I'm going to talk to you as a woman, and you better say something
to
me.
You better respond.
You better respond to me.
And if not, you're a fucking bitch.
Right. That's rape culture. That's rape culture.
That shit is corny. I've always thought that was corny, even from when I was bullshit. Young. Like, I never agree with, you know, when motherfuckers did that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, to end the conversation, I want to know where it's probably going to be a bang, but I think it's a
bang.
Bang. Don DeMarco. All right. So, how... all right, so being that we spoke about how men are raised, and I'm going to ask you this question in particular. Being that men are raised in rape culture, right, and we have this idea about how to approach women, right?
Mm-hmm.
There aren't any really a lot of shit, I don't know, many ways to reprogram this in men outside of men just reprogramming that for themselves.
Yeah.
There's no like thing to go to do it, right? So now check it out. What's a good way for consensual rape to stop with that environment? Because if a man has not realized that approaching a woman that way of like consistency of what I want and approaching that same idea, even though the woman has rejected that idea, if a man doesn't see that as that is being, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. They're just gonna keep doing that, thinking that the woman, and especially if the woman is sort of inviting it a little bit.
Okay, I think
you get what I'm saying.
I think that's
it's
kind
of like, right, like, how do you know the difference? I mean, for me, I would know because of intuition. I could tell, like, all right, she's uncomfortable. Like, no, like, she doesn't want you to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for most men, again, if you're raised,
they won't know.
They're not gonna know. So how? What do you do in that place?
So I think, like, being a woman, that a big part of it is self love. A big part of it is empowering yourself as a woman and knowing that these other ways that we may have grown up are not okay,
right,
you know, and setting those boundaries. Because what I realized, like, I'm 5 feet, I'm a little woman, mm-hmm, but I've set boundaries, mm-hmm, and guess what? They have to keep those boundaries, right, or right, they have to, even if it bothers them, even if it gets some whatever. But I've realized, like, if I could have a voice and I could set those boundaries right away, that usually they don't
go further.
They don't cross that.
This is true.
You know, but I think a lot of women aren't taught about setting boundaries.
This is
they
true.
Aren't taught about speaking up and, no, you're not going to do that, or this isn't going to be this way, you know?
Right.
And
right.
Another thing is guys taking that. So, like, if a guy hears a no, you know, they get rejected, they automatically get offended, or they get their ego gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking it like, oh, okay, maybe okay, I came off strong with her. Right. Or maybe or I maybe need to go about it differently, yeah, or check themselves.
They weren't taught that, man.
That's more people need to check themselves. That's right. What I think.
Well, I agree.
We need to go about
But even that, right? So, boom, right? So, say, like, all right, I came at this aggressive. Let me come at this another way. But she obviously has no interest, right? Mm-hmm. And he tries it another way. That don't work. And he's like, well, fuck it. Let me try another way. Tries another way. It doesn't work. This is the culture. A lot of us men are. We are literally raised to think. When you obviously just said no. And eventually, the woman will be
they
like,
don't know,
yes.
No means no. Yeah.
Right. Eventually, the woman will be like, you know what?
No
fuck
means
it.
No.
I'm going to try it. Basically. Let me just try it. I'll just give him a chance. And really, it's like, you just force this chick to talk to you, you know, yeah, what I mean? Without, but we don't realize it that way. We think that that's what you guys want.
And another piece of rape culture that we didn't mention here, but when I was a sexual assault counselor, happened a lot was, and a lot of people don't know this, is that once a woman or anybody is intoxicated, even one or two drinks, it's not consensual. A lot of people don't know that. So people go out to the clubs, they go and do all these things. But literally, if that woman that you went out with and had all those drinks and you guys hooked up and she decided to call rape, is rape.
Damn, that's deep as fuck.
It's fucked up.
That's deep as fuck. It's probably happening a lot more than anybody is.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So, so this is just so people know. A lot of people don't know this. That once in your bloodstream, alcohol is in your bloodstream, you cannot consent.
Now, let me ask.
Even if you're an adult.
Watch this, though, right? Let's consider this.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Whew. The goddamn. The psychology of a woman that knows that, what you just said, that knows that, is conscious of that, and goes into those environments for those experiences. What is that? You know what I mean? Like, if you know that after these couple of drinks, I'm not gonna have the kind of control I need. Does the trauma become normalized so much so to where that certain people are almost seeking out some of these experiences subconsciously, not realizing that?
I believe so. Yeah, I think so. And I think a lot of the women that do it, they're not gonna say rape, like, after.
Right.
They just go with it, but they feel violated.
That's what I'm gonna ask you. That's what I think
a majority of these women feel violated.
At what point? Because this is good to know. Yeah. This is really good to know for people and to like see the signs of these kind of things, right? Because I think we all go out. We all go have fun. And if you make a connection with somebody, right, as a man, or you know what I mean, and you're like, oh, I think this is a genuine connection. She's had a couple of drinks. You've had a couple of drinks. Yeah. How, at what point are you able to assess that there's a level of uncomfort in what may happen? You know what I'm saying?
Well, while you guys are drinking. So that's the whole thing. Like, if you want to do whatever, don't do it while you're drinking. Like, if you just met someone and you guys are drinking, don't go for it. The hookup thing. I say it because these are the things that could come out of it.
Good luck with that shit, though.
Or you hook up. Or you hook up and then that happens. Like, the guy after is going to be like, oh, I don't want anything serious with you. And then she's like, oh, shit, what just happened? You know? And
right, the trauma. I get what you're saying, because what happens is the after effects are still going to be the after effects of whatever situation. Like, on normal, and shit, and that's true. Most of the clients that I've had that have any kind of thing going on with sex, when they, you know, they regret most of the things that they do sexually, if not all of it. Like, now thinking back, I can't think of, like, it's maybe one or two times it's not sad. Remember I told you, women don't bust off. They don't nut. Mm-hmm. So they're having sexual experiences and they're not even coming. They're not even nutting.
That's crazy.
And it's telling you right there, that to me is a sure sign that, like, you really kind of only want to do this shit, but it's in hopes to feel better. It's in hopes to achieve something, some kind of intimacy that you're lacking in your life. And you know it's not gonna happen through this act, but it's like, fuck, what else do I do? That's a deep place to be in. That's some fucking deep shit. We gotta have a part two of this show, man. This shit got deep. Woo. Hell yeah.
I mean, we could actually just concentrate on that too for the next show. Like,
we should do this. I definitely want to go revisit this one, because this one can, it's a rabbit hole like a motherfucker.
We were just starting to get into
shit. Yeah, we was just starting. Like, we were like
an hour and 4 minutes.
Yeah, it was about to go heavy. I know that memory crazy. So yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but I gotta go catch a motherfucking flight. So mm-hmm. we about to end this. But it was definitely a great show, man.
Yeah, that was shit. For real. That was probably like, I don't think we've had a show like that yet.
It's
like
deep, because these are real things. These are things people experience every day, and we don't actually talk about it.
Nah, like, this isn't the conversation that's had on podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Just like a regular podcast, like just talking about these things.
Yeah, well, most of the shit we talk about isn't.
Yeah, but this is like the shit we were talking about before we got on the air. That we were like, nah, I ain't talking about that. This is quite similar, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad we had the conversation.
Nah, true. It worked out. It worked out to a nice show. I think it'll lead into to another good show.
Oh, hell yeah.
We'll definitely, we could do a part two, or just take that part title and go and run with it. You know what I'm saying?
I would like a part two with some more subject matter in the subject matters. You know what I'm saying? Like some other shit that's similar to the shit.
It always happens that way.
It's an ongoing conversation, you know?
But let's wrap it up, man. I hope the Interweblians enjoyed the show, and I also hope that you y'all rock with us, man, because, you know, we recorded 3 pre-recorded shows for you guys, man, because even though I was leaving, we didn't want to leave y'all cut and dry, man. We wanted to keep giving you guys content. So we're actually working overtime, you know what I'm saying? We came in a few extra days. We came in a few extra hours to get these shows done, you know what I'm saying? And we hope you guys enjoy them. But once again, man, catch us at Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com, Backyard Mecca Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget to check out the Gorilla Podcast Network. This is a Gorilla Podcast Network Productions. Network. And just remember, my people, if you could accumulate a thought in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it is out there, go get that.
Go get that shit.
That's
peace,
right.
Peace.
No means
peace.
No.
Peace.